This is GabNet, the Great American Broadcast Network. Talk radio like you've never heard it before.
My goodness, it's been so long, I don't even know how to operate this equipment. Well, I guess I do know how to operate it, but a little slow on the trigger there with Skype. Rin is with us, now in charge of booting off anybody who needs to get booted off on the citizen panel right here on GabNet. Let me go through the usual litany of silliness that I usually go through. It's Albert's Public House. I'm Albert. Citizen panel is open. This is GabNet. Add to group. Let's see if it works this time. Yes, it's looking like it's working. This is GabNet. Citizen panel is open. If you want to get on it, type in GabNet Live when you go to Skype, or you can call 1-347-352-0079. Write it down, 1-347-352-0079. And if you need any information on GabNet, you can go to gabnet.net. Though I just went there, and it doesn't look like that was working completely. Hope it's fixed now.
I had the same problem.
Well, can't help you otherwise. But those who are with us are with us. Those who are not, you can listen later. I'm sure it'll be fully functioning at some point. You want to email me, it's radioalbert@gmail.com. Albert's Public House, 9 p.m. Eastern weeknights. Alex Bennett's Ramble follows at 10 p.m. weeknights. Rebel Stoke Jim's Canadian content, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at midnight. And as it's Tuesday, Getting Geeky with Miranda Janelle, Tuesday and Thursday at midnight. And that's about it. That's all I really have to talk about. So let's move on to anything that's going on. A crazy stuff going on in the world. Americans are being beheaded again. Russia has more sanctions. And Damien has slicked back his hair just for this occasion. Oh, he's got the special new headphones on. The mic is on there too. Yes. Okay, good. And Rin is here. Damien is here. Don't know about Nicole. And Teresa's here. Live from, where are you live from, Teresa?
I am in outside of Albany, New York.
Okay, that's what I thought. I didn't know. And Rick is where? Traveling somewhere?
He is downstate. Nanuet.
Yeah. Oh, Nanuet. Yeah, I bought my first fully paid for car was purchased in Nanuet. I think it was Nanuet Dodge or Nanuet Chrysler or something like that. I knew a person who was a friend of mine was a dealer there, one of the dealers, and they got me a really good price. So I picked it up there. Very nice. It's the long weekend was very long for me. I started on Wednesday with a trip to Six Flags. Had a good time with the family, and then there was Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, alcohol, and various trips outside. A little bit of rain, but otherwise a very, very nice weekend. You guys all had a good weekend, I hope?
Yep. Very good. Yes. 3 days is always nice.
It's always good. Yeah, I've had about 450 days right now. But that's okay because I don't mind it at all. I was rushing around a lot today in the city, which I don't really care to go to the city all that much. It's too crazy. I do not like the subway, especially from Queens. That's the worst lines to go from anywhere in Manhattan, downtown or midtown to Queens. It's disgusting. The people barely speak the language. Anyway, the language that I speak, which is English, and it's crowded at the wrong times. But had a lot of things going on. One of those things this afternoon was I got together with a man by the name of Rob Alfano, who I want to thank for nursemaiding this show for the last 3 days of last week. I believe it was Wednesday and Thursday.
And Friday.
He did Friday too?
Wait, yes. Rick, tell me you weren't on. I'm going to kill him.
No, I didn't. I didn't think we were on Friday, but apparently we were. Yeah. I don't know.
Rob did a show on Friday.
Oh, he did a show on Friday. Oh, that's very nice of him. We really didn't talk a lot of shop because I never met Rob, so I just wanted to hear what was going on in life, and I met his wife, a beautiful woman. Very nice, and it was just a pleasure meeting them. We had a little lunch at a place in right by Madison Square Park, and we had a good time. So I want to thank Rob for getting together with me for lunch and for taking care of the show for the last few days. I was doing the whole summer with Fridays off to spend time with my family, which is my my most favorite thing to do in the whole world, and I will continue to do that. Whether this or anything infringes on that means that will go away, because my family will always be first. So anything, including any job that comes along, that's just the way it is. But you guys know that. Huh?
It has to be that way.
Are you still working, Teresa?
I am.
Oh, man.
Starting today, I get off at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Oh, that's what I like to hear.
Nice.
And no more working at night. No more working on weekends. I'm done.
Good for you.
Good.
I was talking with Rob this afternoon. Before I met him, I was sitting in the park. Something I rarely do in parks in Manhattan. But I was sitting in the park and saying, you know what? I really don't have to do anything at this point in my life. I said, what the hell am I continuing to apply for things for? I don't have to do anything. I can sit back and in a little bit of time, I can go down south and essentially retire with my wife, and we don't have to do anything. We still wouldn't have to do anything. Maybe get a small job just for pocket money, but we wouldn't even have to really do that. So I was really seriously thinking and contemplating about that. And I came home and I told my wife, and she said, sure, let's go. Let's do it. Why not? You know.
Oh, fun.
We've spent.
Where in the South?
What's that?
Where in the South?
Florida.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, well, but she has her family down there. And I have some great relatives down there. Let me see, people that I know here, probably they are more fun and more and definitely crazier people than just about anybody I know up here that are friends of mine. So I wouldn't miss the craziness at all. It would probably mean more craziness for me and more boozes of international origin that I have no idea where they're coming from. So that wouldn't be a problem for me at all, except that they would have to put us up overnight, which they wouldn't mind at all either. So that's quite fine as well. What did you guys do over the weekend? What's happening? And by the way, if anybody wants to join the Citizen Panel, it is, of course, open. Just go to Skype, type in GabNet Live, and you will be on with Rin, Damien, and Teresa right here on Albert's Public House. Who wants to start? Anybody can jump in. Weekend, big weekend. Anything? Big weekend? Did you put up some new clips for sale, clips, Teresa? You and Rick?
No, we had... what did we do? I can't even remember. It's terrible. Oh, we did more planning of our Italy trip.
Oh, beautiful.
And Sunday we had some friends come over for a barbecue, even though it rained. Mm-hmm. We had a easy up on our deck, so Rick was still able to get out there and barbecue, and he made some kielbasa and some kind of coleslaw. No, I don't know, something that goes on that I don't eat.
He's a good cook, right?
Oh, he's a very good cook. Yeah,
I'm still gonna talk to him about opening that little joint somewhere.
You do that.
I would like, and I don't want to work him to death. By all means, I want him to enjoy the spoils of good fortune. So we get it together. He can put together whatever he wants to, and I'll hire somebody to cook it, and he can just be the guy who gets it together. That's fine with me. But it's got to be great food. It's got to be something people are going to say, hey, I got to go back there. That's the place I want to be. Because, you know, craft beers, you can get craft beers. You can get booze anywhere. But you can't get certain things unless you go to certain places. That's the kind of thing I like. Doug is trying to join us now. We will not have David here for quite a while. I believe he has flown the coop and gone to Europe. Over, I think, Sunday he did that, so we probably won't be seeing him for a little while. unless he's up at 3 a.m. somewhere in the Czech Republic. I think he went to England first, and I don't know how long he's staying in England, and then he's going to move his way over to the Czech Republic. I did see a little something of his on Facebook the other day. He was doing some kind of dance where he was drunk. He was doing some drunk dance. And,
I missed that.
Yeah, he was doing a dance. I guess to show that his legs are a little better. He's doing a little, and he said, "This is my drunken dance." Which why even clarify it by saying that? Because clarify when you're sober, because most of the time you're drunk anyway. So just say, "This is my dance." Really, that's all you have to say. And I have to say, he looks good.
He did the following morning too.
What's that, Doug?
He also posted a video where he was eating breakfast, like at the last diner.
Oh, he's always doing his final things of the United States stay until he gets back here next year at some point. All right, good. So, Teresa, you had a nice little barbecue with the kielbasa. Yep. Also, you had some sausage too, didn't you? Okay, forget it. Move on. Move. Wah, wah, wah. What about the rest of you guys? What did you do? I saw your husband just joined Skype, so maybe he'll be joining us later. I don't know. Doug?
Well, I went out. Since I travel all the time, I've started like this new little hobby of mine. I'm sure my company is really not appreciating because I'm like taking lots of time, stopping, taking photos of like these like old ruined buildings, ruined factories, farmhouses falling down. So I was just doing my cell phone, but I went out and bought a camera over the weekend.
Oh, very nice. A what?
A Nikon. It's like a beginner's. It's called like a D3200.
Is that some kind of
not really a beginner's camera?
Oh, really? Oh, what is it?
That's what they told me. But anyway, so
did they charge you a lot?
And I read some reviews too, and all that. But I was inside my hotel room taking pictures of my ice house box to try to learn how to work this thing. Because I mean, when I opened that thing and started going through the manual, I was like, "Wow, this thing's intimidating." Man, I should have gone for a master's degree to learn this thing. But fortunately, my wife, who's a lot smarter than me, kind of.
Is there
hard work for me and said, oh.
Is there not enough in the cell phone cameras these days that you need to buy separate cameras? I mean, they got all kinds of things to spruce your picture up, change the colors and change the frame and all this stuff. Do you really need?
Depends on the phone you have.
I guess, yeah. But I mean, even a simple phone, like I've had a phone for 2 years, it takes some pretty damn good pictures.
Listen, the phone I had took great, and it takes great pictures and everything, but I just felt like I was kind of missing out because sometimes the zoom on the cell phone
is garbage. Yeah.
Yeah, well, you shouldn't use a zoom on a digital.
And I say
Doug, you're breaking up. I'm going to have to send you to the ether if you keep breaking up. You got a bad signal.
Look at him. He's still talking.
He's always still talking. Come on. That's Yeah, Doug, you're breaking up viciously. So let me say hello to Rick in the meantime. I think Rick's with us. I believe so.
I think I'm here anyway.
Oh, good. It's good that we have we got proper Skype today. I didn't have to hit any strange buttons. But you made some barbecue going on this weekend. But tell us about it. Why not?
Me? You know, it was no big deal. I made a bunch of stuff over the weekend. We had like a Thai pork chops for one night.
Oh, no big deal.
Thai pork chops. No, that was an easy one. Then it was, the big one was we did plain old, I did a kielbasa thing with sauerkraut, and then we did burgers and dogs, and then what the hell did I make last night? Oh, last night was grilled salmon.
I love grilled salmon.
Yeah, with a guacamole sauce on it.
You gotta be a really bad cook to do anything completely wrong with salmon because the taste of the salmon alone is good. Yeah. You can overcook it and it still is okay.
It was incredible.
Yeah, I bet.
It was marinated first and then I cooked it on a cedar plank.
Cedar plank salmon. That's what my buddy Matt does, and that's good. That's really good.
It's a nice flavor.
Yeah. What's your attire when you're there behind the grill? Do you have your special
bare
apron?
Naked. I just
oh see. Okay. So then you put up the clips for sale of you cooking the kielbasa, so to speak, on the grill. And that's
some chefs when they want to test the doneness of the meat.
Remember that Howard Stern show from WOR.
Hold on, Doug. Let him finish what he's saying. You're saying what, Rick?
Well, some chefs have to test the doneness of the meat by poking their finger on it.
Right, right.
Since I'm naked, I poke something else on it.
Okay, add a little flavor to it. Do you wear a chef hat or anything, chef of the future?
No, no, no.
No, huh?
All
right.
Kiss the cook apron.
And what kind of do you have a barbecue or a grill?
I have a couple of things. I have a grill, and then I also have a smoker.
A smoker, I know. You're one of those guys with the smoker.
The Weber Bullet.
The Weber Bullet, yeah, okay. That's a good one. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was like, I did some like serious cooking yesterday. I got like this, I'm not saying, I hope this record, I ain't trying to come across like bragging or I got, you know, mine's bigger. But have you ever heard of Big Green Egg?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I got one of those, and I tell you, man, that's the last grill I'll have in my life, which will probably be about a month from now. Yeah.
I want a charcoal grill for next year. I got a little hibachi for charcoal, but I want to get a regular charcoal grill.
You know, that's funny you say that, because my buddy who does the plank, the plank salmon, he has the same thing. He's got a big gas grill, and then he has a small hibachi that he uses when he wants to use charcoal. Very funny. Yeah. Wow, I didn't know you guys are. Everybody's doing this crazy.
Yeah, get the Big Green Egg, or get like a Komodo style grill. Doesn't have to be a Big Green Egg. There's other manufacturers out there too, but I mean it's the best thing. And you use that lump charcoal, so you can reuse it, and so it's not like briquettes where they burn up. You can only use them one time.
Mm-hmm. And it's charcoal or it's gas. This green monster, whatever it is.
Oh no, it's charcoal. Strictly charcoal.
Strictly charcoal.
And you definitely don't put lighter fluid in it because it's ceramic, and you know, it would absorb, you know, any type of fumes from the lighter fluid. So, but as I said, I've had several Weber grills. I mean, I've numerous Weber grills.
Weber's,
and they're the great things. But and then I went to the old grills where it's kind of like a big cooking area, sort of like what you see like these in the championships and with the smoker box and all that. But the ones I bought all like just rusted out in no time or burnt out.
Most of them are crap. They're not worth keeping because exactly what you said happens. They rust out. You know, what I do is on you're talking about the charcoal, the briquettes versus I do use the briquettes when I have to smoke stuff because I can set them up properly so that I can set up a continuous fire going all night long while I'm smoking and maintain a pretty good temperature. With the charcoal.
You probably have to add to the briquettes, though.
There's a method of doing it where you just start off the briquettes on the top and then fill briquettes down below. Obviously, you don't use the ones with fuel in them. And it slowly burns its way down and keeps the fire going. It's really an interesting method. I read it on the Weber site. I tried it, and it worked like a charm last year because I was doing some pulled pork, and I had to put the pork up the night before, and it worked great.
You cooked the pork all night?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, you got to go low and slow, man.
I guess.
Oh, yeah.
It comes out great.
Found the size of the butt, you know, about 13 hours typically for a Boston butt or a shoulder.
Two Boston butts in there.
So. Wow. Yeah. Okay, I was almost going the way of Charlene until I heard that you cooked something for 13 hours. Ooh, very nice. Well, I'm glad you had. And Damien, what did you have going on over the weekend?
Well,
you slash.
Sadly, I'm one of the people who has Monday off normally, so I didn't get a 3-day weekend. I just got a regular weekend.
They don't. So they wouldn't compensate you?
Yesterday, we went over to a friend's house yesterday, and they cooked some pork loin on the grill, and, you know.
No grilling for me at all this weekend. Can you believe that? What kind of Labor Day is that? Ren, what do you have?
Well, I did chicken and shrimp. You know, I did like a, you know, barbecue chicken, and, you know, we brined it for a while. You know, so it's tender. That's the best way to cook chicken on a grill is you put like this, you know, water and salt mixture.
Yeah, I got a buddy who made who did a whole thing of grilling, like five, six, maybe seven or eight different kinds of meats, and one of them was and I'm no huge fan of chicken. I like chicken. One of them was these little grilled spears of chicken, but it was something I didn't even know there was such a thing. The chicken tenderloin. Which apparently Weight Watchers sell something called the chicken tenderloin, which is this really, really soft piece of the chicken. I don't know even what part of the chicken it is, but that's all
the chicken breasts.
No, it wasn't breast. It was because breast is a little dry sometimes. This was really meaty and juicy, and it wasn't. Hmm. It wasn't big. It was kind of small, maybe about the size of your index finger, something like that. Maybe not even that big, but very nice. Very nice. I enjoy that very much, and I'll be visiting him and his grilling skills probably in the next few weeks. Looking forward to that. And also, he pours a nice drink, whatever kind of drink you want. That's always critical too for me. Rin, I'm sorry, you were getting to it, and then we got interrupted there. Anything?
That's not what I expect. No, I didn't do anything. Okay. I stayed at home. I watched movies. I, you know, played it low key.
Anything good? Any good movies?
Sorry?
Good movies? Anything good? Old ones?
No, I watched the latest Captain America, which I kind of enjoyed. I like a lot of, you know, the punching and throwing of people.
I saw the first one. I didn't even know there was a second one.
Yeah, the Winter Soldier.
Or something like that.
I'm in the middle of the Hobbit, the Detention of the Smog or something, whatever the hell, whatever it's called.
I haven't seen any of those.
Defecation of the Smog. I tell you what, I sit there. It's almost 3 hours long. And I sit there and I kind of know the characters. I kind of know what's going on. But it seems that it's always a chase. They're being chased by the guys with all the scars on them. And it's always a chase. They're always being chased by somebody. And then someone helps them out who hates them. And they befriend them. And then they keep getting chased. And then another person helps them out who hates them. And they keep going on. But what's great about it is they're visually beautiful to look at. It's fantastic to look at. I don't really follow the story all that much because I know what's going to happen. They're going to get to the end. Whoever the Hobbit is in whatever movie it is, it's either Frodo or Bilbo. Bilbo, whatever his name is.
Bilbo.
That guy.
Bilbo.
Occasionally slips the ring on and goes into the trance and, you know, whatever happens when the ring goes on. But I can't watch the whole thing at once, just little pieces. That's one of the things I saw. Doug, go ahead.
Talk about getting chased. You know, when I bought my camera, I bought it at Best Buy, and I bought season 4 of The Walking Dead. So that was also part of my Labor Day weekend.
Watched
season 4 so, with my wife. So, you know, it's about the only time I get to spend time with my wife watching zombie movies.
We watched. I wasn't really an active watcher. She watched for about 2 seasons and then said, "Forget it, nothing's going on here. They're just zombies after them, and nothing's going on." So she dropped that. But in the meantime,
it's pretty good. I mean, the greatest thing in the world. But I mean, I hardly ever watch any TV.
No, she doesn't.
It was something like my wife liked, and I started watching. I mean, I'm surprised I didn't get into it sooner because I always loved old zombie movies and George Romero stuff, and you know, Zombieland, and also one of my favorite new zombie movies came out a couple years ago called Juan of the Dead.
Mm-hmm.
It takes place in Cuba. It's a great, funny movie.
I'll have to check that out.
Oh, Shaun of the Dead.
Shaun of the Dead
one
is good, yeah.
This is better than Shaun of the Dead.
Check out
Check
out the British one if you can, In the Flesh. It's very good. It's not very zombie-ish, but it's very political. It's got a lot of undertones to it in a lot of different areas. Religious, political, all that kind of thing. That was good. But my wife has been now on a kick. She's been voraciously chomping on Oz, which she'd never seen, and she just whipped through 6 Feet Under. I said you should try 6 Feet Under. It's a great show, and she loved it. She loved it. So we'll see.
I love that show. What she gets next?
Yeah, I did too. I remember watching it I can't really watch it again. But I remember really enjoying it the first time around, especially, and I said to her, the last episode was a real good way to end a series, and it was, and I saw a little bit of that, so that was nice.
You know which one I also liked on HBO was Carnivale.
I started watching a little bit of it, and then I had to go away, because I didn't really see anything happening. The character development was way too slow for me.
Yeah, it took a while, but toward the end, it really got pretty funky.
Did it end? Did it even end?
I mean, yeah.
Oh, it did, but it was cut short, wasn't it?
No, I'm trying to remember what the hell the ending was. It was a few years ago, but it was pretty interesting. It got way out there.
That wasn't one that lasted a long time. That was only about 3-4 seasons, right?
Yeah, I think it was 3 seasons. It
didn't go like 6 or 7. Grin.
Cannavale, is it anything like American Horror Story?
That's another one my wife loves.
I love that one.
She can't wait to see the next season of that, which is, oh, by the way, which I was just reading, is about a freak show in the 50s.
Yes.
So, oh, you know what about it already.
Yeah.
Oh.
And one of the main one that was in this last series is playing a two-headed girl. So.
Oh, really?
Interesting special effects.
I'd like to get head from her.
They need to bring this back. I'd love to catch, the geeks and, all the, the bearded ladies and everything else. And but I went to, there was like, last time, I'm sorry, Rick.
I was going to say, it sounds like you actually know what a geek really is. Because,
kids
walk around saying, yeah, I'm a geek.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't realize the geek is the guy that bit the heads off chickens.
Mm-hmm. Ate live chickens there. Even Beavis and Butthead, did you ever see that episode where they get on this fair and they end up being geeks at the end? They're like two-headed geeks eating chickens.
Never saw that.
Yeah. I never saw it. It was funny. I
don't want you talking about two-headed anything while we have people being beheaded in Iraq. I don't think that's appropriate.
That's just a gluttony of heads.
That's not appropriate at all.
No, let me just finish this right. This is pretty damn funny.
It's so funny you can't say it. He's gone.
Fair with my daughter, and they're like really little. They had like this trailer. What?
I can't do it. I cannot do it, Doug. Do we dare talk about anything? Doug, you're breaking up fiercely. I can't go on with that conversation. Do we dare go?
Let me hang up.
No, don't hang up. But you got to do it in little spurts because I don't know why it happens like that. But when you go on, you can't hear you. I'll hear about 4 sentences and then you'll stop. And I'm not making this up.
It's the internet going, oh, Doug.
It's just unbelievable good luck on our part, but
it's really sketchy on my end too.
Oh,
so.
Well, I think you got to.
The executives at Skype have heard about you, Doug.
Yeah. Either that, or you got to get in better hotels that have better internet connection, something like that.
There is
I spent $10 more today for this hotel room.
So $10, that's a big one. Yeah, you better watch out. What do you say? Anybody want to talk about what's going on in the world? We haven't done that in quite a while. I see Nicole has joined us. Hi, Nicole. How are you?
Hi.
Yeah.
Good.
ISIS beheading. Anybody care?
No.
Obama bad. Here. We got to cut the head off another American because Obama's bad. Okay. Ebola, third doctor testing positive. I'm getting a little tired of Ebola. Sorry, Rin, but I'm getting a little tired of Ebola.
That's okay.
And until it kicks into the real high gear, I can't do with the drips and drabs here, death, everywhere, you know?
Yeah. They're saying now, though, that there's a window of opportunity with Ebola,
uh-huh.
and that window is closing.
What does that mean, window of opportunity?
To make some headway against the disease.
Against the disease?
Yeah.
Against the disease.
Oh, really? Oh, now talk to me. I want to hear this.
Well, they started human trials mm-hmm. with the Ebola drug, which apparently the first set of trials is the side effects that the drugs have. So perfectly healthy people are getting injected with this serum, and they're seeing what happens to them.
And
but didn't they give it to one of those doctors and he passed away anyway?
Yes.
So somebody is getting this serum and they're still dying, or they're say it again?
Yeah.
They're not. Yeah. They're perfectly healthy people.
Why are they giving the serum to the perfectly healthy?
Because this is the beginning of the human trial.
Oh, this is for a vaccine.
Yeah, this is a vaccine.
I see.
I was unclear
on that. It's a vaccine.
They're actually not going to expose them to Ebola. They're just getting the vaccine, the potential vaccine, to see how their bodies respond to the strains of whatever, you know, Ebola DNA they put in there.
And the response was death.
Yeah, no.
Was that what happened?
No, no, no. This is this won't cause Ebola, what they're testing.
So
it just measures what all they're doing with this test is trying to measure the body's response to the introduction of these antibodies or whatever you want to call it.
And was it good or bad? It was good or wasn't good?
There was one that had to be taken off of it because he had gastrointestinal issues.
I have that every night. Big deal. Big deal.
Come on, this is for Ebola.
Well, maybe I need the Ebola vaccine. Maybe that'll get rid of my my farts at night. I don't know. Who can tell?
Your wife would be so pleased.
I think there's other methods to get rid of your farts than Ebola.
I've tried.
I don't want to get rid of your farts at night because it's over the Dutch oven.
Yeah, I prefer. No, I don't do that. That's just rude. I prefer to just let it dissipate on its own. That's really the quickest and the easiest. Just turn your head away and it'll go away. Don't worry about it. Just like most things in the world, turn your head away and it'll go away. Or put your hands over your eyes. Put your hands over your eyes. Anymore.
Huh? It's like me. I have no sense of smell anymore. So okay. Yeah, it's kind of a.
That's a good excuse. What? Oh, honey, I have no sense of smell anymore. I didn't know that. I didn't know that happened. Oh, was that what that loud noise was?
I really don't. It could be a good thing. Could be a bad thing. Like me cooking, you know, you need, you know, smell would help for that. But smell. I kind of
senses do help in that respect. Yes, I agree.
So much cocaine, you've lost your sense of smell.
Could be.
No, it was from oral surgery.
Oh.
Oh.
Okay. I don't want to know any more than that. That's all I want to know.
What's that?
I don't want to know any more than that. That's all I need to know. State Department sanctions against Russia possible? More? Anybody care about that? I certainly don't. This is a good one. I missed this over all the weekend excitement. A girl who accidentally shot and killed a gun instructor in Arizona says the Uzi she was being trained to fire was too powerful.
No shit.
Oh, really?
Oh, I love that. Oh, but for those of you who don't know, according to the sheriff's report, the girl told her mother the submachine gun was too much for her to handle, and it had hurt her shoulder. Charles Vacker was killed last week while he showed the 9-year-old girl how to fire the Uzi. So
doesn't that mean the gun wasn't too powerful? The little girl wasn't strong enough.
Well, that's what logical people would say.
And I guess over burgers and bullets, a 12-year-old shoot bazookas.
Yeah, a logical person would say probably a 9-year-old girl is not the size person you want to be giving an Uzi to, and probably even if it was a big fat, robust 9-year-old girl, probably wouldn't want to give it to her either. 9-year-old girl, no Uzi for the 9-year-old girl.
Not even a 9-year-old boy.
I agree with you on that. Yes,
they can't control it.
I agree with you. Good logic here. Nobody listens to this isn't panel. Otherwise, we wouldn't have these problems going on in the country. Anybody shop at Home Depot lately? Data breach.
I heard about that today. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I don't
care.
I didn't hear about that.
I don't care. Oh. I miss it, David. I'll sing and I'll shout it because I don't care.
Really?
I shop at Home Depot. I did not hear that, though, so now I'm...
They say they can't confirm that they've been hit by a security breach, but they're working with law enforcement officials to investigate the unusual activity. Security websites been reported. Multiple banks have seen evidence the company may be the source of stolen credit and debit cards put up for sale on underground markets. So I guess there's something to be said about keeping cash in your pocket. Oh, by the way, the authorities suspect the same group of Russian hackers involved in last year's massive breach of Target. Why, if they know it's the same people, then how are they still doing it?
Right.
Because they're in Russia.
Russia doesn't give a shit. So they won't do anything to him.
Oh, okay.
Look at Putin.
Oh, that makes sense then.
Bring on more sanctions. I don't care. Yeah. I'm taking the credit.
More sanctions. That'll work. More sanctions.
No, actually, the sanctions are having an impact there. It's just not enough to slow Putin down. I mean, he's out there.
Didn't I read that, somewhere, like, there's some Russian interest group are, like, trying to hit up some of these, like, old politicians, trying to, like, make them lobbyists for Russian banks. Forgot where I might have, like, glanced through it on, like, Huffington Post or something like that. Yeah. I didn't read the article, but I just saw it.
Brief. I can rarely stick to the political articles anymore. They just bore the hell out of me. I mean, how many times can you see sanctions, Russia, sanctions, Russia? Give me something different. That's what I want to see. Anybody got a Kyocera?
Hey.
Yeah, what? What?
Talking about breaches and computers, what about those one from all those nude celebrities there?
Oh, yeah, Apple is being blamed for that.
Jennifer Lewis and Kate Hudson. And Kate Hudson's pretty, like, wow, it's like, she's exposing.
Yeah, Apple says the nude celebrity photos that flooded the internet didn't result from a breach of its iCloud or Find My iPhone systems. They said that certain celebrity accounts were compromised by a very targeted attack on usernames, passwords, and security questions. So they deny any involvement whatsoever. They deny any security problem whatsoever. They said it was targeted on the specific individuals that these guys were looking to see what their titties look like, I guess. Or
well, I'm glad it got out. If you want to see them, go to imagefap.com and you can see them there.
Just go to Google and do a search.
Thank you for that. Do you have stock in ImageFap?
ImageFap too, though.
Do you have stock in ImageFap or do you have an account? What is it? Why are you promoting them?
Because it's a good site.
Okay, because you think it's a good site. Okay.
It's a good site.
Yeah, I guess I guess if you just want some nudie pictures, then that's a good place to go. As good a place to go for
one of many places.
Yeah,
to go.
For strange topic nudie pictures, as clips for sale would be for strange topic amateur porn. I will say no more than that. Kyocera has a phone, the Brigadier, that is protected by a 4.5-inch sapphire shield screen, which its promoters claim make it scratch-proof, drop-proof, and waterproof. I go with the scratch and drop, but I really have never had a water problem with my phone. Sapphire is 4 times as strong as glass, but it's more difficult to make. An increasing number of manufacturers are reportedly planning on manufacturing products with sapphire screens. So look for that.
There's some rumor that the new iPhone is going to have a sapphire screen.
And why not? That and the headphone jack and on the side this time. Something like that.
You know, my Samsung is already shockproof and waterproof and dustproof, so what's the big deal?
Yeah, some may say that. Others may say, who cares about your stupid Samsung Google product? Fuck you! that's what others may say.
What others may say. I know you own a Samsung.
Oh, I love it. I love it. What? Which one do you have? The 5?
I have the 5 active.
Oh, the 5 active. Yeah, that one. That one is proof. Proof of everything, or everything proof, or something like that.
And it comes in really handy when you do maintenance and you're up on a ladder.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Falls 6 feet on the concrete.
You don't need the OtterBox case around it.
Well, I don't on this one because I bought insurance on this one. Uh-huh. So if it dies, I just get a new one.
I got a guy who had insurance. He's already screwed up 4 phones. They will not allow him to get insurance anymore. I think he lost one, broke 3, and they will not within a year and a half.
My daughters went through cell phones like.
Yeah, well, that's what kids do. But I guess that's why they need this Brigadier sapphire screen. I guess that's why, you know, you need the tough stuff because people don't take care of their shit. They just, I'm just waving it around in the street while I'm waiting for a call. So, all right, we need to have that.
I got on my iPhone, I got the case for
light.
What's
that phone? What phone?
I have an iPhone and I have an Android.
Now, what is that, the iPhone? What is that?
Yeah. It's actually, I'm a cheap bastard. I didn't want to pay the extra. Yeah. The company was giving us the, you could get the 4S.
Uh-huh.
So that was free. But I got the case for life for it, and it's waterproof and everything. I can just toss it in a lake and it'll be okay.
Good. And the 4S, that stand for foreskin? Is that what that is?
Pretty much, yeah. Okay. You rub it and it grows.
Turns into a tablet.
Get a bigger screen. I'm covered.
Ah, good for you. Very nice. All right, that's the sapphire. A Chinese man who lost half of his skull in a construction accident is on his way to being whole again thanks to a 3D printer. How do you like that?
Wow.
According to the Daily Mail, a man known only as Hugh recently underwent a groundbreaking procedure involving surgeons inserting a custom-sized 3D printed titanium mesh into the missing part of the guy's head. Surgeon says the hope is Hugh's brain tissue will begin to regenerate now, not unlike Doctor Who, eventually giving the patient the ability to speak and write normally again. So we're all excited about that. Has anybody seen
That's
the new?
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah. So this is from a 3D printer. I had some great ideas over the. I think it was Friday while I was bar hopping for a 3D printer thing that I'm looking into doing now, and I think all of you will buy this product. I'm pretty sure it's not. It's a little zany, but it's not expensive. And it's pretty cool. You'll like it. I'll tell you when it's coming out. And by the way, what the heck was I? What was I gonna say? Oh, did anybody see this new Doctor Who? This Peter Capaldi,
yes.
who of course my knowledge of him is strictly as Malcolm Tucker, who is the most foul-mouthed character that I and this of course is Malcolm Tucker.
Okay, fuckity bye.
That was a little snippet of his foul mouth, but in a TV show called In the Loop from Britain, which was about the British government, which then they kind of did a version of that, which is the Julia Louis-Dreyfus show about her being the vice president, Veep, which she won recently one of those wacky awards for. But nowhere near as brilliantly written. Same guy writes it, I think. But nowhere nearly as brilliantly written as Malcolm Tucker. Thank you very much. I'm not even drinking tonight.
residual from the weekend.
Yeah, I did enough over the weekend, so that was fun. So that's the 3D head story now. Any okay, 3D head, yeah. I guess that should get a laugh. What else? I don't really have anything else. Another flight has been diverted because somebody couldn't recline in their seat on the plane. This has gotten way out of hand. People really have to be able to deal with little problems like that on their own without going crazy. I can't recline? Okay, big fucking deal. I'll sit here.
It's 2 inches.
Yeah. And reclining.
It was the woman reclining. It was the woman she was reclining on. Apparently, the woman was sleeping with her head on the table. And when the woman in front of her started to recline, she flipped out and started yelling and screaming, "Get me off this plane right now!" And blah, 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 blah. Yeah. And they did.
Oh, okay. My God.
Wow. What?
Yeah, she says she was stressed out because she had like two dogs that died or something like that. Okay. So she was an emotional wreck.
Oh, well, you know what I say? Kill yourself. It's easier. I'm serious. If you're that stressed out.
Do us a favor and thin out the gene pool.
Exactly. Exactly. If you are that manic, if you're that stressed out by things in life, just find yourself an easy way to kill yourself or even a hard way to kill yourself and just kill yourself.
Drowning is nice.
What's that?
I hear drowning is nice.
Well, I hear bad things about drowning.
You probably get a good flight to Syria, you know, and just walk around the streets a little bit and, you know, ask for ISA.
Listen, I'm talking about a real issue here. Real ways to kill yourself, not these preposterous ways that you're proposing, Doug. Let's get some real change going on here. Can we, please?
What we need to do is get rid of all warnings. Like on plastic bags, do not put over your head, all those kinds of things.
Rick, this is not a toy.
Please, Rick, we don't need you.
Rick, we don't need to get rid of the warnings.
Yeah.
We don't need to get rid of the warnings because these people do the stupid things anyway, even with the warnings.
Damien,
if they manage to survive, they turn around and sue people.
But Damien's on ladders. He's like talking about like dropping, you know, his cell phone and all that being ladders. Look how many warning labels are on ladders.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a zillion of them.
The only one I heed is this is not a step. That's the only one I heed. You tell me this is not a step, I don't step on it. It's very simple. Why would I step on something since this is not a step? Wet paint? Yeah, occasionally I still touch it. Occasionally. Just because. I don't mind having a little wet paint on my finger. I like to see
right,
my
what's the consequence?
It. Yeah, what's the big deal? Fine. Wet paint. Okay, sure. Good. That's it. I got another 15 minutes to fill. You would think after a long weekend there'd be more to talk about, but not really. It's a little hot here, and I really don't want to get into ISIS and that stuff. I don't. Why is it if a beheading happened 2 weeks ago? Why are we surprised that another beheading happened? And guess what? Another one's going to happen.
Yeah, they have 26 hostages lined up.
Does anyone think that another one's not going to happen soon? Oh, and they're sorry. And
Saudi Arabia will kill that many, if not more. You know, just but their judicial system there, for nonviolent crimes. Oh, cut their head off. And
when
we're not upset about that.
When are journalists going to realize they don't have to go to these places? You don't. You don't have to go to any of these places, especially with the technology we have. They will report the stuff themselves. You don't have to be there. What are you going to be there for? So you can be the news? No. It's unimportant. Not good.
Apparently a certain percentage of them are CIA agents anyway.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
You know something we don't know, Rick?
No, not me.
Okay, all right. I just want to make sure you're safe there. And Nicole, I didn't ask you what you did over your holiday. I asked Damien. And he said you guys had a little nice time yesterday. Anything you want to add to that?
Oh, we didn't do much. We just relaxed, which was nice and a rare thing. I have a hard time sitting still for long periods of time. I want to get up and clean or do something, be productive. So we actually had an entire day of literally doing nothing.
Beautiful.
And that was awesome.
Did it involve alcohol at any point?
What's that?
Did it involve alcohol, this doing nothing?
Did it? No,
really?
Actually.
Holy shit.
Mean, we literally did nothing. I think we showered and watched TV and had a hell of a time figuring out something.
Wait a minute.
But yeah.
Wait a minute. If you're going to do nothing, what the hell are you showering for? Seriously, I know the days that I'm going to do nothing. I get up and I say, nah, I don't think I'm going to be doing a lot today. There's no way I'm showering because I'm doing nothing. No way.
It was an unplanned nothing day, and it just kind of turned out that way. But I have to shower every day. It wakes me up.
I do too.
Got to do the brush the teeth shower routine. But yeah, we hung out with friends yesterday, had a really good barbecue, and it was just nice and relaxing. Did everybody else have a nice weekend?
Yeah, everybody had a great weekend.
Very relaxed.
You guys probably already went through this before I came on.
Yeah, we did. Yeah. Get your ass in gear and get here on time next time. I don't want to have to give you any demerits, for goodness sake.
But I'm like Nicole. Yeah, I feel like I'm just always got to keep moving. Like, I try to hang out in my pool for a little while, and it's like, after an hour and a couple beers, it's like, I need to be done. I need to wash my car or something.
See, I had this...
By a pool and do nothing that I could do.
Yeah, I had this conversation with Rob Alfano earlier when we had lunch, and it's that, and he and I kind of both agreed we don't want to be doing shit for other people. We don't have any interest in that. And I that's really the way I feel at this point. And the great thing is I'm sure I can do that very well at this point in my life. But the thing is, if I do not work for anybody and I don't do anything for anybody, I still have to be out doing stuff. And this is what I love about my wife, is that we like to go places. We love to go to see live music. Whether it's a little shitty honky-tonk band in a crappy bar that we love, or whether it's going to get tickets to see Boston or whoever the hell's coming around, Morrissey or God knows who, we want to do it. Or going to the movies or the theater or to the museum and spending 4 hours, 5 hours, 6 hours, however long it takes. We love to get out or just take a walk, holding hands and talking, and we're very rarely the kind of people that sit around on the couch and watch shit. You know, we have time to do that, but we don't gobble TV like a lot of people do. It seems counterproductive to do that. It seems like life is passing by, and I think we'd probably rather, if we're going to be home, clean the house up a little bit, maybe catch a little TV and get the hell out and do something or cook something or be doing something together, you know? That's the whole thing. A do nothing day doesn't mean sitting around for us. It's just we rarely can do that. And
usually it doesn't mean that for us either. Yeah, I mean, but this actually was, and I can't tell you how long it's been since I've had a day that was literally nothing. So that was really nice, and I don't feel guilty.
Good for you.
When
no,
those
you
days
shouldn't
happen. But
I can tell you, Albert, it's difficult for Rick and I because I'm home all week.
Uh-huh.
So on the weekends, I want to go to a movie and I want to get out and do something. But all he wants to do, and I can't blame him, is he wants to be in his home.
Stay home.
He's been gone all week.
Right.
And so he wants to mow the lawn and he wants to chill out on the deck. Yeah. And, you know, and so usually Sunday I'll go and I'll meet a friend at Barnes & Noble and I'll do something for a couple of hours so, you know, he can kind of hang out. I can't be home both days all weekend. It makes me crazy.
I'm with you on that. I understand that.
Around the house.
What's that, Rick?
I do things, but it's usually just around the house.
Yeah, you know? I know.
I got me my rod and mower. I got to cut the lawn.
See, I had a conversation with Rob about this, too, because I have a small lawn here. And the other property that I had in Florida, massive lawn, and I want nothing to do with the lawn. What is the attraction to the lawn? I don't get it. I don't get this American obsession with having a lawn. There's no purpose to it whatsoever. Nobody that I know anywhere around where I live puts a blanket down on their lawn, ever spends any time on their lawn, and yet they would say, hey, let's go to Central Park to the Great Lawn to see the concert tonight. We got to put a blanket down. Why don't you do that on your lawn? You spend all this time and all this. What is the obsession, the fascination? Rick, tell me what the obsession is, because I don't get it. It's not my thing.
It's not the lawn itself. I pay somebody to come in and do the do the treatment and all that. It's just I cut it. Because they'll charge me an arm and a leg to come in and do it.
You got a big lawn.
If I could afford to have somebody else cut it, I'd do that too.
So you really don't care for it either.
Space.
You really don't care for the whole lawn thing either.
Oh no, there are people that are insane with that. I just I do it, but it's a lot more tolerable now that I have the riding mower.
But he would never like get rid of the lawn and put stone in or anything like that.
Hmm. No, I was living.
No,
in,
we enjoy it.
No, see, I don't enjoy a lawn at all. There are houses around where I live that have beautifully landscaped with these little trees and kind of wild shrubbery and things like that that appear not to need all that much maintenance. A lot of wild stuff doesn't grow crazy, but it looks beautiful and it doesn't involve cutting anything. You know, you probably have to have it watered on a regular basis if you don't get rain on a regular basis. But I'd much rather have that. If I could do that, I'd much rather have that. And I'm not allowed to do that in any of the places that I've ever been. They always say, you have to keep a lawn. You have to keep it like that. And I just don't understand that. Let me put something that looks completely different and that looks nice. And people walk by and go, look at that. That's a crazy looking tree. Or that's a crazy looking. But you rarely see that. I just don't get the obsession with the lawn, with America's obsession with the lawn.
It's just an open space. I have an acre and a half.
Mm-hmm.
Most of it is wooded. So,
I like.
The lawn area, you know, is just around the house, and then I have a deck out back.
Yeah.
It's more than just around the house, Rick. I mean, there's a lot. There's, you know, it goes down to the tree line. And
it's probably.
And we actually go out, like, sometimes on the weekend at night, we'll grab a glass of wine or something, and we just walk around our property just because it's so. Because
you have it, you better do something with the damn thing. Yeah.
Where do you guys live, Rick and Teresa?
Upstate New York.
Oh, okay.
Well, yeah, we live up on an old ski mountain.
See, that's what I was getting at, but you do that. I never see anybody really doing anything with their lawn but feeding it, watering it, and cutting it. No, very few people I ever see walking on their lawn, holding hands or doing anything. God forbid they should sit under a tree or anything. In fact, now that I think about it, it's not completely true because a girl that I dated years ago had a couple of kids and she would play with the kids on the lawn. That's one of the few times that I saw anybody using their lawn in that regard. And she didn't care if they took divots out of the lawn. She didn't care at all. You know, you fix the lawn and that's the way it goes. But I don't get this obsession. Oh, look at my lawn, how beautiful it is. Oh, yeah, let me see how it feels. Get off my lawn. How dare you walk on my lawn?
I don't know. We have the deer come by.
See, that I like, yes.
And the rabbits.
Deer, rabbits.
And then we had a turkey that was in love with me one year.
Oh, do you see that?
Yeah. She came in the fall and just...
Oh, nice.
She, like, attached herself to me. And I'd come out in the morning and I'd just... cluck a little, and she'd come flying around up to me.
Did you call her Sweet Pea?
Up to him.
Did you ever see that Nova episode? I think it was a nature episode where the guy raised wild turkeys.
Yes,
no, it was a documentary.
Yeah. My Life as a Turkey is what it was called.
Yeah, exactly.
Great
documentary. You can get on Netflix.
Yeah, great story. And he's a great storyteller too. Good writer and an even better storyteller in video. Yeah. So you're the My Life as a Turkey guy now, Rick, aren't you?
Pretty much. Well, no, Rosie left me. She found another turkey that was better looking than I was.
No kidding. Wow. So we won't see her on the clips for sale at all.
No.
Okay.
Oh,
just checking.
Turkey porn.
Just checking. They don't call it turkey jerky for nothing. All right, now that we've done the bestiality portion of the show, where do we go from here? I don't know. Does anybody, I wonder, does anybody still listen to this program? I don't know. I have no idea. I know you guys. I know we're all here. And this is another thing I told Rob today, is that it doesn't matter to me, because this is the kind of thing that I like to do. And that's why I call it the public house. I just want to sit around and gab about stuff that interests people. It doesn't matter what it is. As long as it interests people, that's what I want to talk about. Except sometimes with Doug, it's not interesting when he chimes in sometimes. You with me, Doug? No, he's on the phone. He doesn't care. No, but that's the kind of thing I like. Anybody want to bring anything up, then bring it up. And if it's serious, it's serious. If it's not, it's not. That's what life is all about, I think.
Has anybody heard anything from David?
No, we talked about him earlier. Not yet. Let him settle down. Don't even know whether he's made it to the Czech Republic. It's only Tuesday today, so probably he's still, I guess, England, somewhere between England and the Czech Republic. I don't know how far that is, but it's possible.
It's only a few hours. That shouldn't be too bad.
Is that right? Only a few hours from England?
I think it's only about a 2 to 3 hour flight from England to
really?
The Czech Republic.
Yeah, I don't know how long he's staying in England. I don't know whether... I think he has some relatives in England that he's visiting. And then probably back to the Czech Republic for whatever treatments he needs to get over there. Recuperate. And then we go to Coliba in Astoria, Queens to have a nice dumpling and... what is it? Duck? Goose. Dumpling and goose. And
sounded just like him.
And plenty to drink. Well, I miss him. We got to get him back, because that's a distinguished voice that we all miss very much. Well, I've wound down the clock pretty nicely here. So let's go to the last word. I don't want to run my time over. Let us start with Teresa. Last word on Albert's Public House.
Duck.
Rick, can you follow that up? Last
word. Sure, let's go with turkey.
Turkey. Should I go to Doug, or is Doug just going to wave his hand like Hitler? I think Doug's just going to wave his hand like Hitler, talking on the phone. I believe he's on the phone with Goebbels right now. But he's
discussing Dresden.
Yeah, his mic is off, so forget about that. Let's go to Nicole. Last word.
Shark.
Okay, we're doing animals today. Damien, last word.
Chicken.
Chicken. do you dare, Rin? Rin, what is the last word? Last word on Albert's Public House.
Goose.
Goose. Okay. Speaking of David, let's give him the goose. So that is it for Albert's Public House. Haven't been here in I guess it's been a week. And we'll try it again tomorrow, see if there's anything of any interest to anyone to speak about. If you guys who are listening have not had a chance to be on the Citizen Panel on Albert's Public House, which is on at 9 p.m. Eastern right here on GabNet, then you can, by going to Skype, typing in GabNet Live, and joining these fine people live on the Citizen Panel. Or you can do it on the Alex Bennett Ramble, 10 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, live on the Citizen Panel. Or you can do it Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on Revelstoke Jim's Canadian content, midnight Eastern Time, live right here on GabNet, or tonight at midnight, and every Tuesday and Thursday at midnight, Getting Geeky with Miranda Janelle. Not the type of geeky where you're biting the chicken's head off, but just like nerdy geeky, that kind of geeky. So Miranda will be on tonight at 9, I'm sorry, tonight at midnight, as she is every Tuesday and Thursday right here on GabNet. I will be back tomorrow night at 9 for another edition of Albert's Public House, and I hope to see you guys there. Thanks for being on the panel, everybody. And tomorrow, we have absolutely nothing planned. So see what we do. It could be fun. Or not. I don't know. But I'd love to see you here. And I thank you for enriching my life.
Okay, fuckity bye.